What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Game Over Greggy Show. I am your host today, Nick Scarpino. To my immediate left, all the way around the table, is the pure one, Mr. Tim Geddes.
So not your immediate left.
I had it in my head. I was gonna be pure one.
And you already I was gonna do
Andy Laser Cortez. I'm trying that out. Is that cool?
Laser?
Yeah, I want that to be your new nickname.
Okay, sure.
And then, of course, it's Christmas in July. Miss Joey Noel is joining us today. Oh, I got that right for the first time. Oh, hi, Mark.
It's not the immediate nor the left. It is neither.
It is my left. If you go clockwise.
Why would you do that, though?
Because I wanted to say to my right, but that didn't make any sense because Joey's my immediate right. And he's my immediate, there's no one else in between me, so he's my immediate left. Shake your head at him while I do the rest of the rigmarole.
You know how earlier today you tweeted out, please send me the best videos of you cracking us up?
Yeah.
Here you go. Is that it? You gotta send this clip.
Don, earmark that, Kevin. It's the beginning of this
episode. I
guess
anything is really on your left if you think about it.
If you go far enough around.
Yeah.
I mean, the world is a circle, right?
Yeah, immediate left is a very, specific term.
I mean, to be fair, the dead monitor is to my immediate left.
Yeah.
Is it dead?
No, we used to play Fortnite last week.
Oh. See, it's fine.
Did we?
Yes.
Nick hates it.
Because it's useless. It is uselessly tethered right there. And then there's that camera that looks like it died a long time ago and is now just the skeleton of itself.
I haven't decided we're buying another camera to replace it.
It looks like a Pixar character where they show when it dies and then it... Time passes by and it shows how it looks now, and it's just still laying there all dusty and stuff. That's what it looks like.
It looks like Wally's defunct friend.
Yeah,
I'm so sad.
All right. Well, if you guys did not know, this is the Game of Greggy Show where each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on this table, each bringing a topic for your amusement. Today, we're only going to have probably two topics. We have prom, which I think we want to talk about, and then something called Tanacon.
Tanacon.
Yeah. Tanacon.
I'm excited to hear about.
I watched the doc. Well, not all of it.
I have met this woman.
Literally everything I've watched says Tana.
Yeah, it's Tana Mongeau or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, before we get into that, if you guys like what you're about to hear and you want to support this show, well, guess what? Go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, throw us a couple bucks, and you could help keep the lights on. You can also watch this show live, just like Charles Jacobson probably still is, because he's there every single time we do this, because in his country, 2 o'clock our time is like 9 o'clock his time, and he just finished watching porn.
It's almost like the immediate left thing. Like, it's always his time. It's always his time.
How long is that going to be a thing now? How long is that dumb shit comment going to be a thing? I hate you guys. You guys are the fucking worst. And you know what the worst is? Is that you fucking never let shit go. So, 6 months later, sort of like, hey, Nick, is that coffee to your immediate front? Is that immediately in front of you? And I'm like, yeah, motherfucker.
My favorite thing is, I wish that we could contact Greg right now, but he's, off the grid. I know that he would laugh if we called him and told him, Nick referred to, we were sitting in our normal seats, and Nick referred to me as being on his immediate left.
All right, let's talk about prom. Mm-hmm. That happened. If you guys are not aware of this, if you're a listener and you've been living under a rock for the last 6 months, we had prom last weekend in San Francisco, and it was a fucking blast. Big thank you. Big shout out to everyone who came out.
Hell yeah.
Big shout out to people who couldn't afford to come out but still supported us from afar. And to anyone that was like, this is a stupid idea. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
No, it was really, really fun. I'm glad everyone came out. We had close to 800 people come.
It was
bonkers.
Boy.
We had to cap it.
We had to cap that because I was like, tickets. I'm worried that with all the staging and lighting and all that stuff, we're going to have too many people in this venue. Mm-hmm. And then I was worried, as we were sitting there, because we got in the venue early on Saturday, and I was like, the air conditioning's not on here. And I wonder, and then I had the thought, as you guys were checking out the tickets of how many people we had, I was like, how hot is this place going to get? And oh, boy.
As
we were doing the introductions, I looked down and I forget who it was, but there was someone in the front row who had glasses on and they were fogged over.
Yeah.
It was so humid in the front row that it was just fogged.
With that many people, I've never been in a situation that's enclosed that isn't burning.
No,
they were pumping the AC.
Yeah. We had the doors closed for all the fog and stuff. And then of course,
fire alarm,
everything is so fascinating, but I was like, Matt's got it handled. The fire alarm went off right at the very beginning because we hazed the shit out. The goal for prom was to make it look like an 80s movie in there.
Mm-hmm.
And in every 80s movie you've ever watched, they always haze the environment. It has that smoky, thick look to it
mm-hmm.
every single time.
We did.
If you start watching 80s movies now, you'll see it and be like, why? Why is it so smoky in there? Nobody is smoking a cigarette.
Because or else you would see just the black hole that they're in, that they're shooting, and you of see course. All the gaff tape everywhere.
You need that light to fizzle and stuff yeah, like man. That. Yeah.
Well, that's the great thing about the hazer. You get the strakes, yeah. But unfortunately, we can only use a hazer for approximately 20 minutes because as people open the door to filter in, a puff of fucking Cool Greg smoke puffed out into the hallway and I guess set off the fire alarm. I didn't know this was happening until Drucker came out to me and said, hey, if I die in here, I'll never forgive you.
Mm.
And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he pointed and I just saw a flash,
yeah.
But everything in the venue was flashing anyway because we had the hotness of the
That's
lights.
How we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, I guess the fire alarm's going off. I guess we should check on that.
Well, I love that we got confirmation that everything was safe. It was just the hazer. It wasn't yeah. actually a fire. People were going to be okay. It was just slightly annoying that there was a loud, you know, please do whatever yeah. the fuck
we just turn the music
up. But then Matt Scarpino was like, I know what to do. He just fucking pumps that volume up. He's yeah. like, let's fucking go.
But I love it because my yeah. dad's a little hard of hearing and he was at the venue. He and my mom attended. And I went up to talk to my brother. I was like, I'm sure you guys have this handled, but is there anything I can do? He's like, no, we got it. The venue apologized. They're shutting it off right now. We just can't haze anymore. And I was like, no problem. And my brother was just like annoyed because it set us back a couple minutes and he hates being behind schedule. And at the perfect time, at the height of my brother's like, I just need for this problem to stop. My dad walks up and he's like, hey, did you know there's a fire alarm going on? And my brother and I just looked at each other. We started shaking. My brother's like, no shit, Lou. Yes. My poor dad doesn't, he can't hear very well. So he's, and with all this stuff in there, he's just like,
yeah.
just checking. There's fuck. And he just went away like pissed off at my bro. But yeah, it was a good event. I don't know.
I'm glad it didn't like throw anything off too badly.
Yeah.
Like we were waiting in that sort of like friends and family area. And I was, as soon as it went off, I was like, oh, fuck. Are we going to have to clear out of here? And it's going to ruin the intro.
Well, yeah. I had a moment where I was like, shit, if we have to clear out, does that mean we have to clear out of the mall?
I know.
And I'm like,
it would have been a disaster.
That would have been real
I
bad.
I was freaking the fuck out. I was in that room and I'm just standing there and I was just like, this is how it all ends.
The last time I saw you that way was when Cougar got kicked off the plane. Like, yeah. you had the same, you went, I can't fucking believe this shit.
Yeah. I was so mad. I was like, God damn it. No, but then it got handled and everything was fine. Yeah. We were maybe 3 minutes behind at that point. Yeah. So I was like, all right.
The venue totally immediately realized it was a hazing problem, went downstairs, shut it off, and called the fire department. Was like, yeah. don't, it's fine. They interfaced, they did all that stuff. I actually was like, whatever. Because I knew it was hazer. I knew there wasn't a fire.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're not, if we have to filter out, we'll make a joke about it. And
it'll be fine.
Blame Greg for fucking bringing the god, turn the goddamn fog machine on again.
Yeah, there was a part of me that thought, there was a part of me that thought like a shit kid pulled something. And like,
yeah, but they didn't have any of those, like, maybe there was one or two in the venue, but I didn't see anyone that walked around. But I mean, I wouldn't, like, our people wouldn't have done that.
But it may not have been our people. It may have been
someone in the mall.
Yeah.
Or just someone pissed off.
Or someone pissed off that we were making so much goddamn racket down there.
So that was the other thing. Shout out to us. We didn't get one. We didn't get two. We got 3 noise complaints throughout the night.
Four.
Four.
Four,
yeah.
Four noise complaints. Hey, not our bad. We told people what we were doing and when we were doing it.
And to be honest,
we told people we were going to throw a dope ass party. And we did throw that.
And we fucking did.
It was one of those weird nights where, like, when we came up with the concept of prom, and I was like, I hope it can be what it ended up being, which was show, but with a lot, with basically a party with a show in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, my hope was that people would actually dance. And it sounds like they did. I have no idea because the whole night's a blur to me. It was me talking to people, hanging out with people, going just grab a cocktail, smash mouth, and then it was done. And I was like, wedding. Whoa, that was weird. There was a wedding. And like, it just felt like, oh man, like the next day, I felt like someone kicked me in both legs. Yeah. I was like, my back was like about to go out on me. I'm like, did I sit for 2 days? What happened? I got to the end of the night and my leg cramped up and I realized I hadn't had any water. Mm. We were just sweating and grinding and drinking. And I was like, this reminds me of what it was like when I was in my 20s, except I'm not in my 20s anymore. And I'm in a lot of pain. But it was so fucking worth it.
Dude, it was the most fun I think I've ever had at any event.
I think it was more fun. Like, I loved the show we did last year. I enjoyed myself more this year because I got to go out and actually experience it.
Yeah.
Last year, it was a totally different vibe because last year was we were behind the scenes. We got to see people but not really interact. This year, it was we came out, we did the fun moments, and then throughout the night, there were other fun moments peppered into there. But I actually got to walk off stage, cut around, and say hello to people and drink with people and like interact with people. And then we did the VIP party afterward. the meeting or the after party, and I was like, I get to actually, like, the music was lower and I could talk to people more, and it was really cool. And one of the things that I fucking loved was that since taking over duties on the morning show, this was the first year I really felt in touch with the community, because people would come up to me and be like, hey, I'm Lexi Gunner, I'm gifted Dim 63 or whatever. I'm like, oh fuck, like, I can put faces to names now because I've talked to you guys so much in the chat. Mm-hmm. As before, it used to be like, hey, this is so and so, why don't you know that? I'm like, because I'm on the morning show once every 6 months. I'm like, I'm just not seeing them, right? They're not talking to me. I don't have a relationship with them. And this was the first time I really felt like I had a relationship with at least the Twitch audience, because they were there and they were like, you know, and then I told all of them, I'm like, you know, we're doing it on Monday, so you'll have to go home and fucking log in because we need those views, dog.
We need those views, dog. Mm-hmm. I loved, I mean, this always is the case with Kinda Funny Live, where it's not just the event, it kind of turns into a week of events and community things going on. But I feel like this year was especially good because it's been 4 years now. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people have been to at least the last two live events. So this was many people's third, some people's second, some people's first. But there's these groups like of people, I don't even want to call them cliques, but like, groups of people that are so welcoming and at all the different community events.
Yeah.
So that by the time if you walk into any community event, you just are welcomed immediately and then got to go to a dope ass party on Saturday and then continue doing other shit. But at the party, we planned it knowing our audience and understanding that maybe not everyone's going to want to dance and not want to dress up. So we gave all the outs. But I mean, that wasn't
people
the
showed
case.
Up.
I was
people
showed super up. Impressed.
It was so perfect. Many people dressed up. So many people like wore fun fucking costumes, and the dance floor should have been three times as big. Like
it was packed.
There was that was a perfect size. It was a perfect size. You should. I love parties where you're like literally like I'm not even on the dance floor. I'm still dancing. Like you're hanging off the tip of the dance floor trying to get into that fucking jam. It was fantastic. That and like. I turned the corner at one point, and I swear to God, it was like maybe an hour into the night, and I looked over, and little photo op thing, the line was like almost to the front door, like or to the entrance to the venue, because people were like, this is hilarious.
The photo fucking op that we had was so perfect, because when we first set it up, it just didn't look good, and it was just like, oh, man, and just in the lobby, it's just this fucking blue tinsel, and the balloons looked weird, and the lighting was bad, but then we got some lighting in there, and the moment that people were wearing costumes in front of it,
it looked
when you see the pictures online, I'm like, this is stupid. So this is, we nailed it.
My favorite is that some people like took the time to frame the shot, so it was them with a little bit of blur, with the Kind of Funny prom in the background, like you know, and the lights hit just the point where it was streaking, and I was like, this looks like it's from like 1989.
Yeah.
And then other people just took pictures of themselves where you can see the floor and the fucking pipe and drape and like the wall, and I'm like, that's even better. It's so bad. It's so bad.
But then you got into the venue, it's like it looked like a set of She's All That.
Yeah.
Like a dance scene. And I'm like, this is fucking rad.
That's really fun.
And everyone was just in it. It almost felt like everybody was acting. You know, they're all like, you know what, fuck it.
We're all extras
to this vision.
In this
We're all extras
prom
in this
movie.
Fucking prom movie, God, man. It was so dope.
Yeah, I was worried initially that the main worry for me was like, when the main events are done at the beginning, are people just going to leave the dance floor? Is it going to empty out?
Are people going to go in the hallways and just like
hang
out?
Is it going to be awkward? At one point, Greg was like, yeah, after the first things, I'm going to go in the hallway and play Fortnite. And I was like, oh, man, but people are going to go follow you and then it's going to look empty. Like, oh, it's going to be weird. And that was not the case. And I think like the best thing that the best decision you all made was to like have no chairs in the lobby, because I feel like it would have been a lot of hanging out in the lobby.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, fuck, the dance floor was packed the whole night.
We were flirting with the idea of putting some tables in the venue until we saw there was going to be 800 people there. And I was like, nope. That's not gonna fit.
You don't have room,
That's not gonna fit at all. And then people are gonna be vying for like the one table spot. I was like, screw it, you guys are on your own.
It straight up felt like a movie where the talent portion ended and I'd gotten off the stage, and everybody, we did our introductions and we were all stage left, right? And so I knew I had to get to the other side because you're about to do your stand up thing, and I had to tune my guitar. And after all the talent stuff ended and you all, you and Cool Greg killed the raps and fucking the marriage thing happened or whatever, which is crazy. Yeah.
By the way, that shot of them from the stage
Kurakuma
looking out.
It's so good.
Who is Kurakuma?
He's been around. He's been around since like the second one.
Because for a second, I thought that's what fucking Snowbike Mike calls the Puma head. He's got a great eye, and he took that picture with one of the flashlights. Great, I'm like, dude, yeah. This is better than anything I took at my wedding.
We have footage of Steadicam shots of the couple dancing, of them just going around them as they dance with everyone holding the lights up. It looks fucking
and the tinsel
beautiful.
Background. That was like
let's actually
tinsel.
Go through. Prom, go through not everybody yeah. knows.
So
what,
let's dial it back.
Happened.
Obviously, everyone started arriving around Thursday. Does that sound accurate?
People like started
Thursday,
coming
Friday,
in on Wednesday.
There was community events. Starting Thursday, right?
Yeah. So the first thing, well, Cool Greg went out on Wednesday night. I was just like looking
pre-show.
At the hashtag.
Cool Greg
I was
pre-show.
Like, Cool Greg's just like
I'm
hanging with everyone.
Say, probably more fun than anything we did that weekend.
Yeah. Cool Greg was at every single community event. Is that right, Greg?
Probably 90% of them.
Yeah.
And he then made more before and after. Yesterday, which was Monday night, he was still doing community events.
Why not?
It's so crazy.
People went to Friday. They went to the baseball game, right?
That was Thursday.
That was Thursday. Went to the baseball game.
This is the first year in the 4 years that we've done it that they've actually been in town.
Then there's the poor soul who works at the Academy of Sciences.
Yes.
Who was like, I get like 30 or 40 people in and 100 people.
So what happened?
People
what was this?
This was totally a bad on my part, and I feel
Whatever,
really bad.
It's fine.
He was
it's
like, funny. Oh yeah, like for the whoever can get into the 8:30, so you can buy tickets to go to the Academy of Sciences. That was really fine.
It's like an evening.
A ton
event
of people came,
there, right?
And it was super crazy because
you drink in a museum.
Yeah, it's hard to know how many people are there when everybody's just like wandering around. And then he was like, "Yeah, if people go to the 8:30 showing, I'll do like a special show after
in the planetarium."
In the planetarium, my brain. Totally thinking, he was like, yeah, we'll take everybody that's not kind of funny out and then we'll do a special show. My brain thinking, oh, we'll kick out everybody that's not kind of funny, bring in anybody that couldn't get into that show. That was not the case. He just meant for the people that were at the show. So then there was like this huge line of people waiting to get in for a thing that wasn't going to be open up to everybody. So that was 1,000% my bad. Like I just heard one thing and assumed another and we didn't clarify.
Well, it's fixed it though, right?
It's the only thing you had to deal with, Joey. I don't know why you messed it up.
Yeah,
man, it was the only thing on your plate.
It's hard to get good.
One of like 45 things.
But everyone was hanging out at the Academy of Science and having a good time.
And it's really cool. I had never been to one before.
Stunning. It's beautiful. You're talking about the one across in the De Young, right?
Yeah. So I'd been to the Academy of Sciences, but I'd never done the night thing.
Yeah.
And it's just really cool. They have like a bunch of different bars set up and they have different drinks. So it kind of encourages you to like wander around and stuff like that. And all the different exhibits are open. It was really cool. And it was the thing that we always struggle with community events is we need a space big enough to house at least usually 100 people by the time we get to Thursday and Friday.
Right.
And places in San Francisco just aren't that big usually.
Or if they are that big, it's
pain
in the ass to deal with. Right?
It's either you have to rent it out or there's a huge cover or something like that. And so this was like a really cool thing. So shout out to Skizip for giving us this idea.
Hey, Jamie. Appreciate you. So that was Thursday night. Friday, there's the baseball game, right?
Thursday ended at Underdogs.
Well, Thursday ended at Underdogs. Thursday ended at Emporium. People
yeah,
were
kind of
everywhere.
Split into a bunch of different things. I ended up going to Underdogs for a bit, hanging out with people.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Underdogs in forever.
Yeah.
Mostly because I never want to go back there. We ate there
it's been long enough. That was the thing. We were there and I was like, these people, I was on the GM, like, they don't know that the original studio is like 5 blocks away.
Yeah. Not even. Yeah. It was like right there.
It's weird because I made it a point to. Last year, I made the mistake of going out a lot before the event, and then I was very tired at the event because I was staying up out late and waking up early, and we had to get there early for call times. So this year, I was like, all right, the pre-events, I'm not going to do, aside from we did Shit Arcade Friday night. But I was like, this I'm going to be good, and I'm going to make sure I'm getting enough sleep. That way, I'm not super exhausted by the time the prom actually happens. Because that like last year... When Kinda Funny Live happened, I was already very, very tired.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And
yeah.
So this year I was like, no, let me make a conscious effort to not do that. And looking back, I should have done that because I'm still fucking tired. Like,
yeah.
I was still.
Well, I think like for me and Tim, I did the morning show. I think Tim, you were still working on. Oh no, you had finished Assets, but you were just like doing knickknacks and stuff Friday morning. I went over to the venue at noon and to supervise the load in from noon to 4. We got every single thing in there and set up by 4. And then we came back the next day at 2 to like to cherry everything out, make sure everything was focused and set, and do a tech rehearsal and a stumble through, which is just basically going through the 45 minutes of the show. But it was nice because in prior years when we had a 3-hour show to rehearse, we'd have to load in all day Friday, all the way till like 9 o'clock at night. And then I was so tired, I didn't get a chance to go to any of the community stuff either. And I'll be honest with you, at 5 or 6 o'clock, we broke, went over to grab dinner, and then Shit Arcade was supposed to start. I was like, oh, maybe I'll go to Shit Arcade. Didn't realize it started at 10:30. I was like, I am not going to fucking make this event. And I tried, I'm ashamed to say, I tried so hard to bitch out on this. I text all three of you and Greg. I was like, you guys good for this? Hoping one of you would go, if you're tired, you don't have to come. And I hope that person was Greg. And I said, Greg, you good? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, because I might stay home. And he's like, in all caps, he goes, motherfucker, this was your idea. Yeah. You wanted to do this. I'm excited about it. Get your fucking ass there and have a drink with me. And I was like, because my wife, Danielle, was like, you just got to relax. You just like take a nap. You got all day tomorrow. And then Greg sent me that text. And I was like, I got to go. I got to go have fun.
Rally,
so how was Shit Arcade?
Oh, it was a blast. It was chaos and a blast and everything that it should be. It was just an hour of us. I played Home Alone 2. It was terrible.
You got way farther than anybody
ever. Way farther than anyone
gone.
Ever has ever gotten in that game.
I think Drugger said you got farther than Greg did.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100 people, maybe a few more because we had some extra seats they put out for people. The one thing I'm disappointed about with that was I love the venue. It's cool, but I think more people would have come to that. And I think that 100%. Show with more people, because it's total crowd participation. You're throwing games at the crowd. They're shouting shit out of you. I think we could have done, if we ever did that again, I would try to find a venue that's a little bit bigger. Although this piano fight was great and they were awesome to work with.
I killed it at Pong. I fucking tore the house down, dude. Yeah, dude. I think the highlight of the night was Britney Spears' Dance Off, or whatever it's called.
Britney's Dance Beat, dude.
On Game Boy Advance. And Nick killed it.
I just
was great just hearing that MIDI music, and all of a sudden it became karaoke. We were all just singing along to it.
By the way,
a blast.
Maybe I was playing, I didn't see a difficulty level. But that game is not hard. It's not hard. It's very repetitive.
It's
and
just one button.
A over and over again.
Yeah. Well, Game Boy Advance only had two buttons.
I think you're giving it too many letter A's.
It was hard because it wasn't that many A's. If I could have just done it with the melody, it would have been fine. But that was fun, and shout out to Mike Drucker. I want to send him some sweet nasty love for coming all the way out
Mike
from
Drucker
New York.
This
was his off week. He was not working this week on his show, so he came out to do that, and we had a blast. And
shout out to Alfredo for jumping in on that too.
Shout out to Alfredo. Shout out to all the RT people for coming out. Wes was there. Barbara was there. Trevor was there. John was there. And I forget Wes's girlfriend's name.
Alyssa.
She was there as well. And they were. And Alyssa. It's funny to see the people that aren't necessarily familiar with us because they were like, what is this? Wes obviously knows who I am, but Alyssa was like, I don't know what I'm watching, and this is strange, and this is intriguing. But that was super fun, and that was a fun event. And then it was cool because we saw a lot of those people, obviously, the next day at the VIP thing, and then the next day at the next VIP thing. So then the next day, we come in, 2 o'clock, come in, some small tech issues. I'm not going to say what they were, but they were solved by a MacBook Pro. Not a PC. Just throwing that out there.
I'm not even going to get real about this.
I want to know so bad.
I was so mad about all of it. And I was like, this is such fucking garbage. But
you know you were mad because the second it happened and the second the MacBook solved it, you knew I was never going to let that go.
Was it like a formatting issue or what?
No.
Any other computer would have solved it. There's just something wrong with Tim's computer.
It was just...
What happened was we realized... tech-wise, as we were trying to scale the show back, we were like, we need a video solution for playback, and that's going to be a PC, but it makes it a lot easier when you have a secondary monitor, because then you can put, like, spoilers behind the curtain a little bit. All the shows that we've ever done are run off of, like, VLC. It's just a playlist that goes out via HDMI to whatever. It's either going to be a projection or a giant LED wall, which it has been in prior years. But it's all basically an HDMI out to something. What happened here was we had HDMI out. We needed to split that into the second monitor, and in doing so, we couldn't get the sound to come out of the aux port.
So I make the videos and all the assets for it. So for our entrances, right? It's like
it's
video
button,
with audio. But
thing,
what happens
thing,
is there's a playlist that goes through that the operator will just go like next, click on it. But then we need a second display for the actual video itself.
Yeah.
So when
so that you're not seeing
it,
the VLC player come up and hit
and
next.
You see like the name of the track and all that stuff. So there's that, but then also we had to make sure the audio would go because half of this event was the DJ and half of the event was projector screen stuff. And most of the show that we did was all the projector screens. So it was like, that was really, we couldn't rehearse without figuring out that issue. And I guess a Mac did work.
And we needed to figure out immediately. And it was one of those things where like, there was some dude running around being like, oh yeah, this is a known issue with HDMI splitters. And it's like, no, it isn't. We use HDMI splitters every single day. And the audio comes out of that TV perfectly.
Sure, because we go through HDMI or because we go through aux ports?
No.
Well, whatever it was. Yeah.
We go through HDMI.
The power
no
of
PC
the MacBook.
Could solve it. And luckily, someone had a MacBook Pro. And it was literally the one time I didn't bring. I was like, I'm not bringing my backpack because I don't think I'm going to need my MacBook. We have tons of resources here. We solved the problem either way. The venue was really cool, but they had a MacBook Pro that ended up working out. And all kidding aside, it was awesome. We figured it out. But it was getting down to the wire. I was like, we do have to start rehearsing the show.
Yeah.
And Matt was like, we got to find a solution for this, or we need a different solution. I was like, there is no other solution. We have to put, like, the show is all video rolling. But we figured that out. Went into rehearsals, and I want to give a quick shout out to all the rehearsals. When you rehearse a show like this, you can do it. You do a tech rehearsal, or you do what's called a stumble through, which is basically a tech rehearsal when you're just going up there and going like, I'm gonna walk on stage. I'm Andy. I'm gonna play the guitar, make sure it works. We'll hear the sound. We'll set levels. He walks off. You're not rehearsing the entire thing.
Yeah.
So for an hour long show, you can get through a rehearsal in
30 minutes.
Well, a little bit longer because you're stopping and starting, but it takes a little bit of time. But it's a really cool way of just, for what we do, especially since there's no, like, we're not rehearsing like lines or singing or anything like that. Yeah. We're mostly just doing what we already know how to do. Like, I didn't have to rehearse my set. I walked up there. I was like, I'm going to do comedy now, and I get to walk off. So that takes 5 seconds. But I want to give a couple shout outs. One to Andy, who I think we did the talent show. And during the rehearsal, I was like, this is going to fucking kill.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was like, this is going to be the best moment of the night. Until Cool Greg came up. And then I was like, I did not know this was happening. You had told me that maybe Cool Greg wanted to grace the stage with his presence. Maybe he was just going to go out tonight. Nobody knows. But when he started rapping during the rehearsal, I actually got chills. I was like, I stopped what I was doing and started watching it. And everyone in the venue did too. And I was like, damn. Like,
I didn't know it was going to happen until I see off stage, I'm on stage with my guitar, like waiting to do stuff. And I see Tim and Cool Greg rapping. And I was like, oh my God, is Cougar going to go up on stage?
Yeah, dude, he fucking did it. It was like a week before, and I was like, this show is missing a Cool Greg moment.
Yeah.
Like, we need something. I was like, bro, you got to get up there. You got
to
fucking
rap. I love it. I love it. I want to encourage him to do that so much more because I feel like it's like a person that just came home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like looking him on stage, I was like, He belongs there.
He has it.
He needs to be flowing. Was that a song he wrote? Did he write those lyrics?
Yeah, of course.
That was fantastic. Yeah.
He wrote that shit like in 2010,
I like that immediately as soon as we start talking about Cool Greg, he walks out. He's like, no, not about it.
I've talked to Cool Greg before about performing and stuff like that. And I know that he has an interest in it. And I think that he found his voice, which I think should be just doing all the songs he wrote 10 years ago as sort of a nostalgia thing. Like, you guys are so good at that, of like rapping about the 90s
dumb
and
bullshit.
Shit.
No,
yeah, why
it's,
not?
It's awesome though. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. And like, I've been working with him over the week, like trying to, because he was not going to do it.
Yeah.
At all. But then we got it to a point where, like, just changing the beat up and like just working on things. And like, when I showed him the video, because I used a video of like old, like, graffiti videos that he had from back in the day. And he saw it and he's like, all right, I guess I have to do this. He's like, I still want it out. If I do rehearsal and I don't feel good about it, I'm not going to do it. I'm like, okay, sure. We'll see how this goes.
Well, I totally get it.
Totally.
It's if you're not used to live performance, if you're not used to being on stage or doing what we're doing, it's a very daunting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you are, like, it's one thing to go up on stage and be like, hey, everyone, I'm so-and-so. Here's what we're doing. I'm kind of presenting something to you. That's nerve-wracking to begin with. But if it also involves hearing music and timing and audience feedback and, like, rapping and all these other elements to it, it could be, like, it's hard.
Yeah, and it's hard. Especially when it's a show that, God, I love it so much.
Like, I'll be honest, I forgot some lyrics, and I just filled it in with Greg is not the champ when I went up.
It was good.
I was like, I can't remember these songs. I'm just going to fuck with Greg.
That was my favorite thing. But I love that for, like, this is always true for Kind of Funny Live, but I feel like this year in particular, like, when you watch the moment-to-moment of what happened, good Lord, how do we go from stand-up comedy to, like, shitty rap music to good rap music to a wedding? Like, just, like, back-to-back-to-back so fucking quickly.
I was watching Andy's performance as he comes up there, and Andy does this thing that is so fucking, like, alt-rock, is when he's playing, he's, like, looking down, he kind of looks up a little bit, looks down, then he put his foot on the monitor in front of
him. Oh, hell yeah.
Put it on there, dude. Like, I don't need to hear all of myself.
I didn't need the monitor to hear myself. I needed it to put my fucking leg up
there.
Hell
yeah.
You
need a
power
stance
for your fucking power stance.
I had to power stance it.
We always say that you're way too talented for
us. You are.
That's 1,000% true.
When we saw you doing rehearsal, I'm like, fuck, he is so cool.
And I was like, oh,
dude, it just sounded so fucking good. Like, and the great thing about these old 80s songs is that they are mixed really badly to where, like, they don't like the guitars are so back in the mix. So like it just sounded like my guitar was filling in.
It wasn't muddy.
Yeah, yeah. It just, it sounded fucking awesome. They did a great job of mixing the sounds and shit.
That'll get back to rehearsals for a second.
Yeah.
So I do want to give a special shout out to one of my favorite human beings on this planet, Mr. Fred Mirabella. Now, I want to know, I'm not talking shit about Fred. This is not his fault. But somehow, this is so Fran. Everything we rehearsed took 5 minutes. Fran's segment, which was one song that he came to play, took like 45 minutes to figure out.
Something was off.
It wasn't Fran's fault.
Weird.
But it just happened. That's just Fran. That is just Fran.
I love Fran to death.
He sounded great. He's a great player.
I knew it was
going
to be an issue no matter what because I know Fran. I know how he does things. That story is all true. What is also true is he is the only person that I had to edit the video for. And I had to edit for him 5 times. So what we ended up using that day was draft 5.
Love it.
It ended up fucking working.
Oh,
so
God,
well.
It was a beautiful moment.
God,
and
I
Fran,
love it.
And big thanks to Fran. All of our friends that came. Yeah. Yusuf, a huge thanks to Yusuf Begid, who's like, we're like, could you be at rehearsal at 2? And he was like, yeah. And we didn't rehearse him till 5. And he just sat over in the corner hanging out, having a great time, watching the whole thing.
Yeah,
and
then
got up, literally got up on stage. At the rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And the women at the venue, I'm talking to them, and they looked over at him. They're like, damn, he can move. Because he was doing like the rehearsal of like all the moves and shit, like the songs.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I know. I live with him, whatever. He's my friend.
And I live with him.
And then during the event,
he's my friend.
I was there hanging out with my wife. And she knows Yusuf very well. She knows Becky. And she, I was, again, same conversation. Mid-sentence, she's like, hold on, what? He can move. Jesus. And I was like, I know, babe, I know. Okay, and he's like 6'9". So
it worked out so perfect. Another thing that, like, again, I'm just, my mind is always so pessimistic, and I'm just like, when I heard that Yusuf is going to lead a dance-off or, like, teach the crowd how to dance, I was like, that sounds like a bad idea. Our crowd isn't going to want to do that. Are you, like, I don't see our kind of funny fans wanting to join in that. And it was the coolest fucking thing.
Yeah. I looked at the video footage yesterday.
It is so awesome.
Well, you know what else I think was very fortunate was that, aside from the people who are fans of the product that we put out, we had a lot of our friends come as well. And I think they helped the energy because all of my friends, like, have zero shame, you know, like my wife came with some of her friends and they had a couple cocktails and they are dancers and they were like, zero shame about this. Who gives a fuck? Get out.
I think we were 50-50 this year.
There was a lot of friends and family, but there was also a lot of like girlfriends or boyfriends that aren't necessarily into kind of funny that were like, you know what? I'm gonna give this prom thing a shot. Like Tom Bach's wife came.
Yeah.
You know, she never went to another one before.
Awesomely. If I'm not mistaken, like Madonna.
She looks like Laura Dern, doesn't she?
She does look a little like Laura Dern.
Yeah. But that was so much fun. And I love that we designed the whole thing too. Like we had like the friends and family room we had was essentially our backstage because there was no backstage for this. So that was mainly for us to get prepped to go out. But I just love that like all the Rooster Teeth people and like a lot of our IGN friends, whatever, they weren't in the room all night.
Yeah, James and Elise were out there dancing.
Everyone's out there fucking dancing. Yeah. They like literally used the room as like a like. I'm gonna
go back, get
a
cocktail,
second,
get a little
and
air,
then fucking
go
get out there. Yeah. Like it was a party with everyone just hanging out.
Yeah, as DJ Swang was out there, he went up before Alana did, and James and Lisa were like, let's go fucking dance. And we got like there was somebody had just left the center of like a dance circle. She was like, let's fucking go in there. So we got in there and everybody was pumped up. Like it was like such a cool, awesome moment to see everybody so happy around us.
I'm so bummed.
I remember leaving us after the talent portion or whatever. I was like, I don't know where my girlfriend is. I can't fucking find her. Like, it's so packed in here. So I'm walking towards where I had last seen her, where we had just exited off the stages for our intros. And as I'm getting there, conga line's forming. Like, Annie, get in the fucking line. So Gia takes me in the conga line, and then we're doing the conga near the bar, and then two people are like, Andy, hey, here's a drink, dude. And like, I was like, fuck, what's going on? This is rad. Like, so I'm just like drinking fucking tequila and shit. It was such
a
blast.
I've never seen such a big conga line.
That's what I'm saying,
it's
dude.
So good.
I saw the beginning of the conga line. Like here, my thing is, my biggest regret is I didn't get dance. I couldn't get anywhere close to the dance floor.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it.
Well, that was the problem. You had to push in. Like if you got into the circle, then you were stuck.
But every time I came in, obviously there was always someone new to say what's up to, or I had to deal with like a venue thing, or you know, like there was just stuff. Like because I feel like you and me were partying, but then also had to bounce back out and make sure shit was happening. Like we knew that the special guest was coming at moments. I had to deal with the waste disposal guy. There were people that were, you know, like green room issues, things like that. So like I was like half in, half out, but I didn't even get a chance to dance with my wife, which is
see, I had the opposite problem of you is of I missed all of the like performance stuff. Like I didn't see the wedding, I didn't see Fran, I didn't see you guys rap. I didn't because I was doing all of that during that.
Yeah.
And then after that was done, I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna be on the dance floor.
We're having fun.
Yeah.
The That's conga fantastic. Line was like when you're like 8 minutes into a game of Snake, and it's just like it's finding any way to like fit in. Like that's what it was. Like all of the lines are just like fucking.
Should have taken that shit out to the van store downstairs. That would have been fantastic,
dude. That night, I don't think I've ever experienced something. Like, a lot of people say that their wedding goes by so quickly that they're like it felt like 5 minutes. I've never experienced that. Besides Kind of Funny Prom.
Yeah.
The entire night felt literally like 15 minutes.
Well, there's same here. Except for the 2 days going prior, which felt like they were 15 days packed in. Like, load-in always goes so fucking slowly. And then there's no chairs. And then you realize you've been standing for, like, 4 hours straight. And then you got to rehearse. And that all that stuff. And, you know, shout out to my brother and his team for making that as painless as possible. But I want to dial it back to the beginning of the show because I think something very special for me happened there, right? We're all hanging out in the green room. Hannah, who works with my brother, came in. And was like, hey, we're going to need you guys lined up at 7:45 for an 8 o'clock go for the intros. I was like, great, cool. It was like 7:30. A little time passes. Everyone's getting ready. We're all getting our game faces on. Hannah brings us back over, and we get the lineup right. And it's that, like, wedding style, like, who am I behind? Am I okay, I'm after Andy, and whatever. Figure it out, right? And I forgot who was hosting this. And then I look over, and I lock eyes with Snowbike Mike. And he's like, he, like, mouths, yeah, boy. And I'm like, oh, shit.
And he gives us a 8 o'clock speech.
And he goes out. And it reminded me of the times that I would have, like, very early on in my career where I'd actually have to go on camera next to Greg.
Oh, yeah.
And I was intimidated because he was such a natural at it. And I just saw Snowbike Mike up there. I was like, this guy is like, I know he puts the work in, too, because he streams all the time. And he's just, he works on it, obviously. But he gets up there. And just crushes it. And I'm like, dude, this is like, he belongs on stage.
So
like,
natural.
This guy belongs there. Yeah. He's so good. So just a big shout out to Snowbike
dude,
Mike
for sure, man.
And hanging out with us during rehearsal and giving us all his time.
So that's the thing with prom that, like, when we decided we're doing it and then we're trying to figure out, is it going to be a show? Is it going to be just a party? Like, what's the mix going to be?
Yeah.
Like, we all talked so much. And, like, for me, my whole philosophy on it was I was like, I want it to feel like the dopest meet and greet of all time where everyone is just hanging out having fun. But I was like, we got to bring the hype, we got to bring the fucking moments, right? And I was like, I want it as much as possible, I want the community to be involved. So that's why when we were talking about like hosting and stuff, it's like me and Joey are like, there's only one person for this job.
Yeah,
we've had Troy Baker,
yeah,
we've had Bernie Burns,
yeah,
we've had Xavier Woods. Now it's
who else is in that category
for Snowbike Mike, and he fucking deserves it. And I called that kid, and I've never heard someone more fucking excited. And he's like, "I'm not gonna let you down, Tim. We're gonna fucking do this." And then when we were in that back area, and he just starts giving us this like fucking speech, and he's just like, "We're doing it for the best friends, guys. We're going out there.
You guys built this community. This is all about positivity. Oh, I want everybody to get in here. It's kind of funny on three. Like it was like
about to win the Little League championship. Yeah.
It was so good. It was." So good.
So Snowbike Mike goes out. He does the intro and he fucking killed it. And then he introduces us one by one. Mm-hmm. We had Jared Petty and his wife Angie go up.
Mm-hmm.
They came out. They were dressed as she was dressed as Jem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Jem. Love it.
And he was dressed as Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
And they came out to the Back to the Future theme song, which was fucking dope.
Yeah.
Then we had Cool Greg coming out to Mac Dre's "Feeling Myself,"
which was my favorite song. So
you could tell anyone who was from the Bay Area.
Which got a smile from Yusef, by the way.
Yeah. Yusef's like, let's go.
He's from the area.
And then after that, we had Joey come out. Yeah, you came out to
Xenon Girl of the 21st Century.
Supernova Girl from Xenon, dude.
I got stopped so many times after that. I was like, was that the song from Xenon? I was like,
fuck yeah. That was, dude. And then we had Kevin come out with Paula. They came out to Don't Stop Me Now by Queen, obviously.
Match.
Then we had Andy and fucking Robin come out to Bitty Bitty Bum Bum. And your little fucking dance.
Do the dance for the fine people at home right now, Andy. Do the dance, Andy.
It's the cumbia. It's just a very simple like step to the left, step to the right. But you have to move your hips and it's just. But like, so you can't see my feet right now, but I'm doing
the cross
behind.
No, but we can feel it. We can feel it.
And then, like, Selena always does the spin, you know.
you know,
signature.
You know.
It always blows me away how many fucking Selena fans there are.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
There's just every time that song plays, there's at least 10 people everywhere go
who lose their fucking shit.
Yeah, well, it is
the song started off with a grito that I had to record, and I'm so glad you asked me because I thought about it like giving. I thought about telling you, should we open it up with me doing a grito? I was like, I don't know, like, and then Tim texts me later on the way home to work.
Record a grito, send it to me now. He's like,
I was like, fuck yeah, okay, great,
that's so good.
So I was at home, and then I was like talking to Barrett and Alyssa. I was like, oh shit, I gotta go record something for Tim. So I close the door and like turn on fucking Premiere or whatever. Oh, yeah. No, I just had Premiere up with my little. You just hit the microphone and it records. And then super loud, like in our fucking house that has like the most insane reverb.
Yeah.
It's all high ceilings and hardwood floors.
And they were like, oh my God, is that what you're recording? And I had to do like 6 different takes, you know?
Yeah. Well, I saw them after that and they were like, Andy was doing this thing for something. And I was
First off,
oh yeah.
At this point, if you're one of our friends, you should just know. You should know this is what you're in for. Yeah. With us.
Well, dude, so my upstairs neighbors, like, God bless their hearts. The shit that they need to hear when I'm prepping a Kind of Funny live show, yeah. Like, she texted me. She was like, how many times are you going to listen to Blue by Eiffel 65? She's like, I'm not hating on it, but like, what is it?
Well, what are you doing?
And then I was like, you're invited to prom.
Yeah. Did they come out?
They ended up not. They weren't able to. Cool. But yeah, it's just like, good Lord. Such fucking disaster.
So wait, after Andy.
So after Andy, it was Nick, who came out to Footloose,
love it.
Dressed looking as Kevin Bacon,
exactly like Footloose. Doing
my best, God, it was good.
Doing my best, Ren McCormick. And then shout out to my wife, who when I got home that night at 2 o'clock in the morning, had 2 pieces of pizza waiting for me, and we watched Footloose.
Fuck yes,
at least an hour of it before I passed out. Yeah, I watched the rest of it the next day. It was great.
God, that was awesome. And then Greg and Jen came out to the '90s Spider-Man theme. Greg was wearing a Spider-Man suit. Jen had a sign. I don't remember what it said though.
Kindoffunny.com/NickSucks.
That's what it said. Did you see it? Did you see them do this?
No.
They came out, did some Spider-Man thwip shit. Greg goes down. Jen goes high with this fucking thing, and it just says kindoffunny.com/NickSucks.
That's just the worst. That is the worst. You know Mario? Did you see his tweet today?
Mm-mm.
He was like, YouTube sent him a notification saying, congratulations, your average view time grew like 64% in the last 2 weeks or some shit like that. He was like, I hate you guys, but you guys are awesome. That's
great. And then Gia and I came out to Blue by Eiffel 65.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we both crowd surfed. Which was my favorite thing in the world.
Shout out to Gia for planning ahead and wearing those bike shorts.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't good. I was like, she didn't own them. That was day of Saturday. We went to Stonestown to get her some little fucking shorts.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that dress is going up instantly.
That thing's going.
Yeah.
You're going to be in your panties. Like, yeah. That's just what's going to happen.
It's Gia, so she was all kind of like, fuck it. Let's see what happens.
I mean, shout out to her.
Made out while crowd surfing.
Could have been.
Yeah.
And then we made out while crowd surfing, which was the original plan.
Yeah.
But I was like, and she got really like kind of nervous about crowd surfing. Like, I'm like, if they can carry me, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
She's half of you.
Yes, literally. And so she was just like, yeah, but like, I don't know. And so I was like, you know what? Let's scrap the makeout. Like, I don't think it's going to work. I don't know how we can direct it. But when we were up there, I was like, oh, this is happening.
Yeah.
So the footage of that looks.
I'll never forget because there was a few people in the front row that had her and a few people that had you. And they were like light as a feather, stiff as a board. The people that had you, stress it.
Dude.
And we came down and Dick hit some guy in the back of the head. And the guy was like,
Mike Towndrow.
His Pikachu glasses. But the problem was we should have switched sides we were on because Gia went out with all the biggest fucking dudes we got in the community.
Yeah.
I went in the wrong area with the tiniest little people. And I was like, oh,
it's
no.
It's even funnier.
Like, there's footage I see, and you see me go out, and there's this girl just like, oh, so
put
good.
Your arms up.
Hasn't been heard from since.
Okay. Yeah, shit. No, so that was fucking awesome. And then we did the intro to the show. We decided we were going to do a talent show in the spirit of prom in
high
school.
Yeah.
And we started it off with Nick doing some stand up that I didn't get to see the set. What was it?
I just did 5 minutes of my normal stuff. It was super fun. I feel like it's not it was a rowdy environment because I'm normally used to silence in between my jokes, and I in between both my jokes, people were just fucking partying. There were just the left and the back was drunk as fuck already. And I'm like, all right. And there was like, I think the first like 10 rows were really into it, and everyone else behind them was just like, I could just see like We're in the party mode right now, man.
Well, that was the other, that was the cool thing. Or it was cool, but it was also just different from the other shows you've done. Like every other Kind of Funny live event, it's just there's a stage and there's a group of people in front. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's balcony stuff. This venue is like a giant square.
Yeah.
So it was like it was super wide. So people went back really far, but there was also enough space that it was like super spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And the room that we're in is so well soundproofed that like everything didn't have any echo at all.
Yeah, it went out and died.
It was just it like went out and sounded. Died. And so it was just like, even though there was almost 1,000 people cheering, it didn't sound like it. Right. And it was just like, this is weird.
The cool thing was, I think in the back room, you could still hear the show, which was nice.
Yeah.
You can actually watch, and that was cool. But so I did that, and then I introduced Andy, who came up. I'm calling you the Shredder from now on. Laser you call the Shredder.
The Laser Shredder.
How do you feel about that?
Okay, I'm in.
Nickname, also Jesus Office Supply.
My wife loves you, by the way. She was like, anytime Andy does anything, he's so fun to watch.
He's just
she calls you like a rock star. She's like, he's a rock star.
You are a fucking rock star. So Andy did an 80s guitar medley that started with
Never Gonna Give You Up, and then it went into Take On Me, and then it went into Michael Jackson's Beat It. And then ended it with Come On, Feel the Noise from Quiet Riot.
That was great. Although and someone told me it was like the Christmas version of it or something like that.
No.
Someone was saying it was a different version of the song.
So Thomas Greediers walked up to me and was like, thank you for playing. Oh my God, you played the UK version. You didn't play the Quiet Riot version. And I was like, and I was kind of drunk and I figured he kind of was too. So I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, thanks. But like. But
sure,
I think the video package you got was not the Quiet Riot video. It was the other version of it or whatever.
Interesting, maybe.
But
yeah, so the maybe song was the real song, though.
Oh, the video is fucking weird.
It's so the Quiet sense. Riot video. Yeah. I mean, it's a Quiet Riot song for sure, but it was not. The video playing was not Quiet Riot, I don't think. So I think that's why he thought maybe I was playing the
version
he's used to or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, I was like, I'm going to play Quiet Riot. It's from Vice City. Like, GTA Vice City, like, I just remember driving down that fucking Oceanside listening to Quiet Riot in GTA Vice City. And that was like, I wanted that to feel like a party of like, I just want people screaming and
the noise
and singing along. And yeah,
it's great.
That was the other thing is like, this show was designed around us understanding the audience. And it was like, we want to get people singing along. We want to get people dancing. And it's like, we need to get the show out of the way so that we can get to the party stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you doing this, like you were talking, you're like, I don't know if people are going to be singing along. I'm like, they're going to be fucking singing.
Yeah.
And they sang the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They even sang to the main sort of medley in
Take On Me.
In Take On Me. Like they're going, dun, 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 dun. It was fucking awesome.
I love that song.
It was so awesome.
So great.
You did that. But I think, by the way, whoever's idea it was to put the Michael Jackson song in there, Beat It.
Yeah.
It was amazing. That was amazing. Especially because you're like,
it just sounded so good. Like the amp,
I love it. The mix you did where like Take On Me kind of went out and you had to go down and it slowed down and then Beat It starts. And you just hear that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then you just fucking kill it.
It sounded so fucking good. I think I was watching Queso Bros, Jared's Periscope.
Mm-hmm.
He Periscoped a lot of it. And just hearing it on there, I was like, man, the guitar sounds so mixed, like, perfectly on top of the song.
Yeah, the audio team actually killed it this year, man.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Audio usually fucking sucks.
Well, we brought in our own person this year, and it's not a venue audio person. Never hire the venue audio person. Ever. Bring in your own audio person, because the venue audio person has worked way too many jobs and is just brain dead at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy did a good job.
So after that, we did some Internet Explorers bullshit. We did Talk Shit Get Shot again.
Yeah.
I loved the tweet that was like, I think I've seen Talk Shit Get Shot can perform more than any other song ever.
I love it. I love it.
It's a classic.
It's classic, dude. 40 seconds of fucking hot fucking fire.
Just tasty.
But I wanted you to end and say with, can I get a PlayStation Vito? The real fucking champ is Nick Scarpino.
Well, that's it. I ended the last one with the last lyrics of the aerobic song is, I'm team fat for life, even though I'm not hungry. Greg Miller is not the champion of Kind of Funny. Yeah. I just didn't do it in the cadence, but it actually still works.
I love how you just like ham fisted the shit out and people were like, they went crazy. It was so funny. Great.
But yeah, we did
Greg's paper champ.
We did Talk Shit Get Shot. We did the Kind of Funny animated show theme song. Then we did the champion song. Yeah. And all three of those, you played guitar over it, which is like, just why? Why do we do things this fucking cool? But you've never done Champions before with guitar, and it sounded awesome.
Yeah, I just accented the main notes of like, dan, dan. Like, I don't know.
I loved it.
I think it sounded so cool. Yeah.
Then after that, I did a song that I actually wrote back in high school.
Love it.
That it was like the first thing I ever did that like went viral. On MySpace, and it got like 20,000 views, which back then was a huge deal.
Listens.
I had like a million. Yeah, listens. It was listens. And I was in everyone's top 8 because why the fuck not?
Yeah, dude.
And that was all just a setup for Cool Greg.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just highlight like, of the night. We got to do it. And my favorite thing
highlight
is
of the night for me.
The chant from the crowd of everybody, because I set him up. I'm like, you guys are going to need a chant to get him out. And I was like, Cool Greg. And they just ran with it. Elias is fucking dope. Yeah, then my brother comes up and he just fucking kills it. It was so
God
tight.
Bless him.
Perfect.
It was a perfect, beautiful moment.
Yeah. So that was great.
And then after that, what was the
and
wedding?
Then after that, we go from my brother spitting the fucking grimiest, dirtiest, nastiest shit into a wedding.
Street level
into an actual wedding. Greg Miller goes up, and Greg Miller has officiated quite a few weddings at this point.
I was like, I don't know if this is going to be a real wedding or not. Because I was like, I'm sure, I thought at the time it was just going to be like a sort of like just fake ceremony, and they were going to do the real one back home or whatever.
No,
they were like, no, this is our wedding. And I like to prove it, they were like, by the way, I want you and Tim to be the witnesses.
Yeah, we signed,
signed the wedding license.
Yeah, like that license. Shit was fucking real.
I was like, fuck, man. All right, cool. Like, this is real shit.
Yeah, so
Zach and Caitlin.
Yeah, Zach and Kate. Kate Lisi on Twitter, and Zach Gamer Zach.
With a,
the E is a 3.
Yeah.
He's the first person to ever get a Kind of Funny tattoo. He now has 2. He's planning on getting more, which is crazy. But he was the guy that crowd surfed at KFL2 when we were like, who has a tattoo? And he came up, and then he swam out into the crowd like belly first.
I remember that. Yeah.
So fucking
it,
awesome.
It was funny because we had done at Shit Arcade, he was at the bar. And I didn't remember his name, but like obviously we saw him forever at all these other like shows. And so he was like, hey, Andy. I was like, run me. He was like, Zach. I was like, all right, Zach. And then he was like, did Tim tell you about the thing? And I was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And he was like, oh, okay. And he wasn't sure if I was supposed to know. I was like, wait, you're getting married. And he was like, yeah, okay. I wasn't sure. Like,
no,
was like,
he didn't tell anybody. Like, the whole community weekend, like, he was with people. And they're like, we were with you guys yesterday.
Yeah.
And we didn't know this.
That was so cool. The best part was that like everybody was caught off guard by it. And it was beautiful. It
so
was
Greg
awesome.
Greg led the wedding and fucking killed it. Did such a great job officiating it. And then it comes time.
For the fucking Italian sausage.
Fucking
for the fucking
dance.
For the fucking beef to come out with his guitar.
And the story for the first dance song, I feel like goes back.
It goes back to a beautiful place called E3.
Yeah.
We're at E3. And I think we've told the story on the morning show before, but I'm gonna let you guys know as well. Fran Mirabella, it's the last night of E3.
This past E3.
Three weeks ago.
That just fucking happened.
Like, yeah. Very fresh, though.
Fran's like, hey, after the fig, we should just go back to my place. We're like, all right, cool. So we have a group of about 15 people. We go back to Fran's Airbnb. And he just has a guitar.
Yeah.
And we're like, why do you have an acoustic guitar in LA? And he's like, you brought this to E3? He's just like, you never know, man. It's like,
just in case of what, Fran?
What
you
the fuck?
Fucking never know, dude.
What in case a group of people came back to his house and all of their phones that have Spotify weren't working and no one else could play any other type of music. Maybe, just maybe, someone would be like, if only someone could play acoustic guitar.
You never know.
So we got Fran. We convinced him. We had to pull his leg.
Yeah.
But he eventually played Wonderwall. And
now,
it was amazing.
I will say this.
Yeah.
I have been aware that Fran has been learning and playing guitar since I've known him.
Yeah.
He's always talked about guitar. I've never seen him play guitar.
Yes, you
before.
Have.
Have I?
Yes, you have.
Where?
At Eric's 30th birthday party. So at this point.
That was 8 years ago.
8 years ago. Me and Alfredo, we went to this place up in Moreno or whatever. Like,
wasn't there.
Oh,
I wasn't at that one. I missed it because I was traveling. I think I was in I was somewhere with D.
It was like an adult
that was where,
sleepover
like, all the
in
shit.
Moreno.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
And we all went there. We're all in this room, and Fran just busts out his acoustic guitar, and me and Alfredo could not stop laughing.
So it's the best.
Because then it never hasn't been funny.
No.
Like,
it's only, to be fair, it's not because of Fran, even though it kind of is.
It is.
It's because if you are the guy that takes out the acoustic guitar at the party, You're gonna get fucked with. I'm gonna fuck with you.
That's the default song that everyone Wonderwall asks for.
8 years ago, and everyone in the room sang along, and I'm like, oh my god. And then he did it again a couple weeks ago, and for this, I'm like, we're fucking doing it. And I hit him up. He's like, let's.
Now I will say, I love fucking with Fran. He was great. He is great. He was great at playing.
In rehearsals, you were blown away by it. Like, you're like, I didn't know how fucking good Fran was at guitar.
Well, I didn't know. I was like, I don't see that. Do you know how many of my friends are like, I'm going to learn how to play guitar, and then I'm like, play anything other than like, I was one of those guys. I'm like, I don't know how to play guitar. I learned two small riffs, Extremes More Than Words.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And Enter Sandman, the Metallica song. You know, or no, Silent Lucidity, I think it was the other one I learned. And that was it. But I didn't learn the songs. I learned one riff of them.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I can't do this.
No, dude, Fran fucking killed it. And the best thing about Fran in this moment. So what we had everyone get off the dance floor, have the newlywed couple get on the dance floor for their first dance, and we had everybody put their lighters or cell phone lights up, right? Yeah. So they're just surrounded by the sea, and it was fucking beautiful. Fran gets on stage, which makes it even better. And as he's about to step on stage, I was right next to him. Gia looks at him. She looks at me and goes, Tim, Fran is crying. And I'm like,
and
Fran was actually like tearing up, and she's like trying to get off. I'm like, this is awesome. Fran's like crying on stage playing guitar.
Fuck yeah, dude, it was there a beautiful moment.
There is nothing better in my life than that.
It was a beautiful moment.
It was awesome. And it was perfect.
It's funny because I don't know the names of songs. Obviously, I've heard that song a fucking zillion times, but it's a good song, man.
Yeah, dude.
And played acoustically, it's great.
Everyone was singing along. It was great. And so that
it's
ended.
It's like closing time. No. Which
Wonderwall.
One was it?
Today is gonna be the day.
Yeah. That's right.
So perfect. So we ended with that. And so we got everyone off the dance floor. And then this is where I was like, all right, we need to get everyone on the dance floor and fucking moving. Mm-hmm. So we had Yusef come up, and I knew he was gonna fucking kill this.
The man can move.
And he just led, I mixed a 15 minute thing of all the most obnoxious like line dancing things, Cha Cha Slide, Macarena, YMCA, Tell Me When to Go, fucking.
Oh, man.
Gangnam Style.
Did you put Dougie in there? Was there a Teach Man a Dougie thing in there?
No, but it Watch Me Whip and Watch Me Nae, which goes through a bunch of different shit. Right. But it's all that stuff. And then and everyone was so into it. And I was like, this is fucking rad.
That was like, honestly, my favorite part of that whole night.
I was sad he didn't teach us how to do the Scarn. It's an Office reference.
I thought it was a cool guy
reference. He's like, yeah. And then it ended with Conga by Gloria Estefan, and they just fucking Conga light everyone. And Gio was like, that was my favorite thing ever. She was just like, I was just grabbing everybody,
When we were in the backstage area that ended up being Smash Mouth's green room, Jen made a joke, and she was like, man, Andy, it looks like Yusuf's going to steal your girlfriend. Because of how great he looked. And I was like, he's going to fucking steal everybody's girl. Yeah. He looks incredible right now.
Well, and
not only that, but he brought his two friends.
He brought Curtis and I don't remember the other one.
Dre? Because his name was Andre.
They're just both.
Yeah.
Jacked.
Yeah.
Super jacked.
And really nice, but just intimidating human beings. Yeah.
And
just
they were
looking
like,
perfectly dressed. I was like, all right.
They had the floral jacket.
It was
squad.
One of those things where I've heard of Curtis so many times because Curtis taught and it used to lift with Yusef. They've taught each other a lot over the years about like physical fitness, lifting. And I think they played football together as well. But it's one of those things where, as a man of my stature, on my best day, 5'8, standing next to those guys, I'm like, it looks like you guys got all the good parts. And then whatever was left over, some child walked over and formed me.
Yeah.
Like, just put the putty together and was like, this is my new friend.
For like
Nick.
A school project.
I'm like, oh my God. The nice guys, though.
Yeah, the restroom has like sort of this open sink area. So, like, the restrooms are just communal or whatever. And, the sinks are communal. And there was a Curtis was there. And he was like, damn, you look good, man. You're looking great. And I was like, dude, coming from you. That's like a great compliment. I was like, because I don't know shit about fashion.
You're like, hold on. You go, you grab Rob, and you're like, say the same thing.
Well, and it was fun because they're both friends with Yusef, so they have that same like dance energy that they brought.
Right.
So like they were at the front, like keeping the crowd itself super hyped too. Like that
it
one,
was fucking
that
rad.
Set, and then Swang After, and then Alana After, like was just the part that I was on the dance floor. Good. Whew.
Yeah,
so
a lot of people really commented on enjoying both DJ sets a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was great. And I think they were just different enough. Like, they had different, like, Alana's had different feel to it than Swang's, because Swang's was like classic 80s and 90s stuff. It was super fun.
Yeah, for Swang, I sent him a list of about 45 songs that I was just like, just make sure at some point you play these. And it was like the Friends theme song, Pokemon theme song.
Naturally.
Like,
I heard Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon, Japanese and English versions to play separately throughout the night. And the fucking Smart Guy theme song.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So good.
He's a smart guy.
So the DJ is, everyone's partying, everyone's drinking. I'm missing something. There was something before the special
prom
guest,
king
right?
And queen.
Prom king and queen. Man. That's what it was, right? Oh boy. What, now I knew who prom king and queen was going to be before going up there. Prom king, congratulations to Blessing Jr. Mm-hmm. He campaigned perfectly for this. He was going back and forth with Emmett Watkins
Jr.
With just spitting fucking fire at each other both times. Fantastic. That was like a Tim Getty special right there. He was like, people will come out for this, and they did. You guys killed it. So Blessing, congratulations. You very much deserve to be king.
So on the king side, we had Blessing.
Right.
We had now Kyle Stevenson.
We had Kyle Stevenson in the court.
Yeah. And then we had Emmett. Yes.
Then we get to Queen. And I'm like, of course. Of course this person got picked to be our queen. Of course. Fucking Zeiger.
Fucking Zeiger.
Gets to be queen.
Queen Zeiger.
Prom queen.
I voted for Amy Zeiger. Sorry, man.
So then the queen court was Zeiger, Amy, and Nikki.
Nikki. And Zeiger just embraced it. God bless him.
God bless him.
And they danced.
And that was another beautiful moment. Yeah. Where another
like,
great
God
shot where it's like them.
The photos look so great. They're so good.
Poor Blessing was like, if I'd have known this, I never would have put my name into the hat on this one.
I remember walking up to Alex O'Neill and being like, what the fuck is this? Like, what are we doing?
Love it, man. That whole thing I thought was great because everybody really did push for it and do really cool things. Shout out to Mike Townsend for making all the songs and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And I really want to give a shout out to Emmett for the rap battle stuff because he initiated all that.
Yeah.
And it really put him on the map. Like, I was telling him this at the show, but like, you know, I feel like everyone else on stage is kind of a known entity in terms of the community. Like, Emmett's a dude, we met him back in Atlanta at MomoCon years ago.
Wow. He was at RTX last year.
He was on RTX as well. And it's like, he's always been such a positive force, but like, he's not like one of those guys that you see his name all the time in the Facebook group or Reddit or whatever. So for him to kind of put himself out there and now he's just a known entity, like, he fucking did it. It's really awesome. And I love that he motivated Blessing to bring the heat.
Yeah.
You know?
He did. And they brought the best out of each other.
You come with the king, you best not miss.
It's like, it was basically, I'm trying to think of a, forget it. I'm moving on. Yeah, forgetting of a rivalry like Hunt versus Lauda. You guys don't know.
Lakers and Celtics.
There you go. Thank you. That happens. Then we go into the last song, right? Which is the final dance of the evening.
Which
right?
I chose to be Time After Time.
That's right. Thank you.
As time featured in the hit movie Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Would you believe that my wife had that movie queued up for when her sister and her friend came over so that they could watch it and drink
champagne?
Get
in the mood.
Ready.
I fucking love it.
Love it.
I also love that Gia and Elise with their dresses looked exactly like
Romeo
and Michelle.
So good.
And when the song came on, they just found each other to do the like.
It was perfect. We go to round out the show. Greg announces that was the last thing. But it wouldn't be us unless we had one more surprise. And we brought out our special musical guest who they had come an hour earlier. Well, they came for soundcheck and then they came an hour earlier and we're like, hey, we have a special intro song that we do sometimes for this particular like kind of thing. Like, are you guys cool with us doing that? And Greg's like, absolutely. And they play this 2 minute long hype that has sound bites throughout the years from like when they first came on the scene to like late 90s, early 2000s, and like Kurt Loder, I think, was at one point had a sound bite, and then it's like, and this like ramp up, and then you just hear Smash Mouth, and Smash Mouth comes out and takes the stage, and people were like, what the fuck?
For a fucking six song set of the fucking
I saw
hits,
people
dude.
Lose their shit.
They
except for
care.
The second
like,
song.
What?
So here's the thing, Andy. Here's the
What's
thing.
Up?
You're right. All right. So they sent me the set list and I looked through it and I had to get Tim Getty's approved.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to make too many changes because, you know, I wanted to like let them do their thing. I did make
it. Well, obviously,
was one
that
song.
Was a solid
song.
Call.
There
what
was
you did
one
change.
Song that I had never heard of. So I was like, I'm taking that off. I was like, can we replace it? With the 80s cover of, or
Don't
the 90s cover of the 80s song, Don't You Forget About Me. And they're like, absolutely. I'm like, that's fucking great. So there was Can't Get Enough of You, Baby.
I can't
obviously,
get enough
iconic.
Of you, baby.
Then there was Pacific Coast Party, which was the second song. Arguably the least known of the songs, but featured in enough movie soundtracks that a lot of people did know, including James Williams, who was very excited that song was brought back into his life. So it's like, that one was like still
I had
one of
never
those,
heard
like,
it in
all right.
Yeah.
They did Holiday in My Head. They did...
Walking on the Sun.
Walking on the Sun. Then they went into...
The 80s
Why
one.
Can't We Be Friends. They did a...
Yeah, you're right. Why Can't We Be
they
Friends?
They did a cover of Why Can't We Be Friends, which is great.
They did Don't You Forget About Me. Then they ended with the two fucking...
The bangers.
Thunder and Lightning.
Right.
I'm a believer. And then they ended it in All-Star. And it was one of the greatest moments of my life because we got to reenact the end scene of Rat Race and have all of us be on fucking
stage. I never
stage
even thought about
with
that.
Matt, with them singing All-Star.
It's so
and
funny.
All of our girlfriends are there. And like, What's Good Games? All the girls are up there too. And everyone's just so drunk. It was great.
So good.
It's so funny because I start thinking back to every movie from like the late 90s to the early 2000s, and I swear to God, I feel like every movie had a Smash Mouth song in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single fucking, they didn't, but like in my brain, I'm like, oh, that's like, that was every fucking where. Yeah. It was like, Dude, Where's My Car? Every commercial.
As everybody's
Shrek.
Like walking into a party, oh that's what's playing
yeah.
in the background.
Can't Hardly Wait yeah. had that song. Yeah,
exactly.
Why Can't We Be Friends from fucking Lizzie McGuire? Let's go,
man.
Boys.
Also
that's
from.
What Dreams Are Made Of.
I don't think they use that version of it. I think they use the original Clapton version of it in A Lethal Weapon. I think it was like Lethal Weapon 4 ends with that song. It might have been the Smash Mouth version of it, though.
I don't think so. But maybe. I don't think the timing works out.
No,
for
it wasn't. But it was the original version.
But that was fucking awesome. And like, so many people are like, how is this real?
Is it Clapton?
Yeah.
Like, how did you actually get them? Like, that's awesome.
The crowd was great. They sang along so everything. Fucking loud. Waiting, like, we heard the crowd obviously a lot more because we were waiting on the sides to go up for All-Star. Mm-hmm. And I stood there for like the last three or four songs, and it was so fucking loud. It was awesome hearing them sing along. And they got to a point where they were just like, you guys fucking sing because you're so loud. And yeah, it was awesome. It was so cool, dude.
Yeah, it was fun seeing. It was fun meeting them and hanging out with them in the back for a few minutes. Nice guys. Super professional. At one point, someone was like, I was a little drunk, so I apologize to whoever this was that said this to me. They're like, how did you get Smash Mouth? And I was like, because we're dope.
Because we're dope, dude.
They're like, really? I was like, no, we reached out to their management group.
Yeah, yeah,
they're really lovely.
Yeah. There's process. You know,
they were cool.
But yeah, so then that was the end of the show. We said our thank yous. Kevin got bongoed. You know, that was pretty much
I
it.
I keep forgetting that was a thing.
And it was awesome.
Never let it die.
When I was looking through my phone later that day or the next morning or whatever, it was just like, oh, I have these pictures. That was a thing that occurred.
We did
you
that.
You had like a great beat that you...
I just did that and I get done like... Doo,
yeah.
Doo,
yeah. And like, it was perfect.
And I rose up. Like the god of the volcano.
That was real
and
good.
And Kevin was my sacrifice. He was my sacrificial virgin.
One so of my ridiculous. Favorite things that Kevin reminded me of yesterday was when we were doing our thank yous, you gave a shout out to Matt, and everyone started chanting, speech, 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 for Matt Scarpino to give a speech.
Before the...
And instead of giving a speech, he just starts beatboxing.
He's like, Uber, get the fuck out of here.
So good.
Yeah, that was a
douche nozzle.
So everyone leaves, and then after was the VIP after party, which everyone got to go into the back room and have another cocktail while they started breaking down the area. And that was awesome for us because we kept the party going while also being economical with the space and getting the fuck out because they were going to charge us more if we went past 4 a.m. And then I lost track of you guys. I think everyone just kind of after that, we took the big group picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We took a prom picture as well. Just our core group, and then everyone went their separate ways. Loadout went well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, I woke up, and I swear to God, because there's fires happening in Northern California, I thought I slept through the meet and greet, and it was 6 p.m.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I looked outside, and it looked like yellow, the sun was orange. Setting, and it was orange outside. And I was like, babe, what? Oh, fuck, what time is it? She's like, don't worry, it's only 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's just the fire outside is causing there to be like a red haze. And I was like, oh, my God, thank God. And then we went to what venue was that? What was it called?
Hawker Fair.
Hawker Fair, which is a perfect little venue. Don't think they expected the shenanigans that were going
to
happen there.
Oh, no. I don't. Yeah.
But
I didn't,
they were happy to have us, I think.
They were totally fine. They were great.
They made money.
They made a ton of money. That was also a last minute find because our original place pulled out a week before. And that was like peak Joey stress.
Oh, yeah. That was the thing. I was like, I'm
I
so
saw
happy.
Joey walked in and looked at me and was like, the venue for the VIP meet and greet just backed out on us.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Because I know that anything I say, she's just going to like, she just had this glazed over look in her eyes.
Yeah.
And you didn't come in to tell me like, hey, this, like, don't worry, I'm going to appreciate this. You were just in shock that someone would, like, do that to us. Like 4 days before we were supposed to have 100 people show up.
I was doing my like final like check-ins with all the vendors, making sure everything was fine.
You were chill.
I was like,
I'm not going to lie. That kind of, that disturbs me about that particular
establishment.
Venue.
Yeah.
And it's annoying. And it was kind of par for the course because every once in a while you get people that are super professional. And then every once in a while you get people you're like, why would you think that's okay to do that to a group? That's just unprofessional. Whatever.
Whatever. This, the VIP meet and greet was fucking awesome. I love spending time with everybody.
Casual.
Yeah.
Very casual. Had good heart to hearts with people.
Yeah.
I liked that it wasn't just a line or a table.
So we've gotten to a point now where we've done so many different events that I feel like this was the one that it's finally like kind of clicked in my mind that we need to separate meet and greets from signings.
Yeah. I hate the signings. Like, I'll be honest with you. I fucking hate the signings because you don't get to be, it's impersonal. People are there. They want to actually be able to engage with you. And
that's
you're
what
just
we
like,
want to do too.
I feel bad because like the one at E3 was totally fine. I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we did a little bit of it, but I felt bad because you could see the end of the line and you've seen everyone waiting there for an hour to queue up and everyone's cool and they're waiting their turn. But it's like, I just feel bad that people have to just stand there while they wait for you. And then you know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know. Like, I liked it a lot better because we had the VIP after party where I talked to people. And then the next day it just felt like we're just keeping the conversation going. Yeah. It's totally fun.
And I feel like there's enough of us too, whatever, but now to do the divide and conquer where everyone just like disperses and like, sure, you might not get to talk to everyone, but like people will get to talk with enough of us.
My favorite, like 3 points in which I was talking to people and they were like, all right, cool, man. Well, I'm going to go. And they just walked away. I was like, oh, I've been talking people's ears off.
Yeah.
I can actually hear and like get to know people, which was nice.
My favorite thing was like, I feel like most of the meet and greets for me was just talking about the NBA. It was awesome. I was just like talking about like the latest. It was like, LeBron. LeBron hadn't gone to the Lakers yet, I don't think.
That was Monday.
All the murmurings were out there. So there was a lot of like NBA fans that just wanted to talk sports. I was like, this is fucking awesome. This is great.
I think at one point when we were taking the group picture, I saw you and you're like, have you been here the whole time?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, because everyone was just like so spread out.
We were all
like,
in our separate corners.
No one knew.
Me and A-Rock went to go grab a nice little burrito from Curry Up Now.
Shout out to A-Rock, good. Man. Yeah. Good to see him. He's wearing that Cobra Kai shirt. Yeah. I got there a little late because I was fucking dead that morning. And Matt texted me and he was like, hey, you know, he wanted to come. And I was like, I'll come pick you up. My brain just wasn't working. I should have had him just Uber there. But I got there at 11:58. And the call time was like 11:30. So I was like, oh, I feel so bad. Walked in, started talking, looked down at my watch, and it was 2:55.
I know.
And I was like, whoa.
It went by so fast.
Yeah.
And then I was like, at 3:05, I walked out, and literally there were people, again, I was talking to people's ears, I was like, I gotta go. I got a flight.
Yeah. Like,
and I was like, okay, I'll see you guys later. I was like, bye. I felt like my kids were leaving the fucking the nest for the first time. I was like, I'll see you guys later. Then Matt's like, let's bounce.
Matt's shirt. Shout
He's
out
such
to
an
Matt's
asshole.
Fucking shirt.
I don't
fucking
think ass. I saw
it's
it.
It's just a black shirt. And then in big white font that looks just
like.
On the
front of it, it had small font that said at Scarpino Man.
At Scarpino Man. And on the back, it's big, bold white font that just said Nick's brother.
Yeah. But it wasn't just big. It was massive.
And he just sat there and drank cocktails with Jamie Kennedy.
Oh,
I saw them because I was in that corner. They I was were like, just, man, they were just going
they
to
were
town.
Just commiserating for a good 2 hours.
I love it.
And that was fun. So funny.
Yeah. And then I feel like we all like kind of got out of there at varying times. We went, Kevin and Paul and I went to Curry Up Now.
After,
and then
after inviting Tim.
After inviting
us.
Tim, no, Tim was like, nah, I'm going to go home and go to sleep.
We closed that shit down, though.
Yeah, because like, we didn't leave till 3:30.
Me and Gia were in the VIP meet and greet place with a big ass group of people. And like, they weren't kicking us out. So I wasn't leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, it hit a point where I was like, we need to go. Like, this is not okay to the venue.
Yeah, I hit a point physically where I'm like, I can't stand anymore.
Yeah.
Like, my body hurt.
Yeah.
My knees were fucking, because, like, you don't realize when you're loading in and doing all that shit, you're walking the mall. I walked the length of the mall, like, 15 times.
Yeah.
At one point, Drucker was like, I can't get into my hotel because you need to be here because your card's down. I walked all the way over to his hotel, walked all the way back. I was fucking dead.
Yeah.
I slept like the dead.
Well, that was my thing. I wanted to go home. Like, I was like, fuck food. I want to sleep. But Gio was hungry. So I was like, all right. So then we went to Curry Up Now. And then they were all there. And then I was with them. And then I was with more best friends. And it never ended.
Yeah.
Just
I was like, oh, I'm just going to grab a burrito real quick and then go home and take a nap. Was there till 6 o'clock and then immediately had to go to something else. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. At one point, Andrew Francis was like, yeah, we're all going to go to Pier 39. I was like, Man, like, you know, I want to be there. I'm just like, I'm not only am I tired, but I just don't want to be at Pier 39 right now.
Oh, no. Yeah. Pier 39 is one of those places, by the way, you got to go to if you've never been to San Francisco before. It is absolutely an iconic place, but it is a fucking tourist trap. And if you live in the city and you have all of my friends. Hey, man, I'm going to Pier 39. I'm like, oh, because it's kind of a pain in the ass to get in and out of.
You're right about that. I love Pier 39, though. Pier 39 is fucking.
The mirror maze?
I don't mind it. But I liked it a lot better when I ate carbs because I could get fucking clam chowder, and I love clam chowder.
The arcade there's dope.
I like the mirror maze thing.
I like the sea lions.
It's a dumb thing.
The whole thing's fucking dope. People behave.
Well, and the reason that like we always put it on there is A, it's like an iconic thing you have to go see. They have those like block seats by the sea lions. It's just like, it's a giant outdoor place where we could just hang out and talk and no one's going to yell at us.
Oh, no, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, we don't have to ask permission to be here, sort of thing.
It's just every once in a while I've had friends that are like, hey, come pick us up at Pier 39. I'm like, no, hey, walk five blocks out and I'll pick you up there.
Then I'll grab you.
Like, I picked up my buddy Scott last time he was up with it. He's a high school band director and he was up with his band. And he was like, where are you going to be? I'm like, I'm going to park at the Starbucks. And I'll tell you where the Starbucks is. The Starbucks is like three blocks outside of Pier 39. I'll just be there. Take your time. And he's like, you don't want to come pick me up? I'm like, you don't understand. All roads going in and out in that little parking garage? Hell. That is hell.
Not fun.
No, thank you. No, thank you. People don't like to walk that much from Southern California, but they come up to hang out with old Uncle Nicky. You got to
and they have him. Yeah, and I feel like even the opposite too. People that have lived in San Francisco and then gone to LA, like, oh, we'll just walk, and then everybody in LA is like shocked, like, we don't do that.
Oh, dude, I went for I had a walk. I can't remember what it was. It was like 6 months ago. I think it was when I was hanging out with Miss Movies. We had a walk, and I was like, I don't like this. And I walk everywhere because the blocks are like 8 miles long.
Yeah.
You're like, how far is this? Four blocks. How long is that going to take? 45 minutes. What? No, that's ridiculous. Give me an Uber. So that's prom.
Yeah.
I'm still wondering. You want to wrap it up there? Yeah. Can we save TanaCon for something else?
We need to. And I feel like there's some required viewing that we should do.
Yeah.
Before we talk.
I'm bummed because I'm not going to be here next week.
Well, you can call in.
This isn't it's not evergreen. Like, it's a topical thing, but I feel like our conversation on it is definitely going to be evergreen.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, again, shout out to everyone who supported the prom initiative, even those of you who could not be there but were there in spirit. We love you very, very much. We talked about it beforehand. I was like, I know this is going to be a great weekend not to be missed. And I think it really was. In large part, that was because of all you guys that came out.
Yeah.
Because you can't have a party without party goers.
Well said, Nick.
You know what I'm talking about? Thank you guys for joining me on the podcast today. Of course, if you guys want to support this show, subscribe to this YouTube channel, youtube.com/kindoffunny. If this is your first time, if you're listening on podcast services, make sure you rate us and tell a friend about us. You got a friend named Bob. Tell him I was talking about him today. Tell him Bob's dope and Bob should listen to this podcast. And of course, if you're a hyper fan of this, if my words right now are convincing you, shit, I got to open up my wallet and support these guys financially, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny and you could watch this show live and get the pre and post show, which we are about to go into right now. As always, we love you and it has been our pleasure to serve you.